What does the future hold? That is what we are talking about today here on the Council of Trent. Mondays and Wednesdays, we talk apologetics and theology. But Friday, we talk about whatever I feel like talking about. And I found a poll here from 1998, USA Today and Gallup did, of 1,000 adults. It was taken September 30th through October 1st, 1998. All the way back, I was 13 years old, going to junior high. That was a time, mid-90s, they were a great time, and you had great films. I want to say 98 was Armageddon, probably. I remember Savage Garden, probably on the radio. Boy bands hadn't quite picked up yet, but they were on there. Probably Eminem. I could be getting the dates wrong, but then again, that was almost 30 years ago, right? But I do remember it well. It was a fun time, to be sure, and it was an optimistic time, I think. But there's some answers to this poll asking people what Americans in a 1998 poll expected to happen by the year 2025. So, yeah, it's an interesting year to pick. I don't know why they didn't pick 2028, full 30 years. So 2025 has a good ring to it. I'm going to go through here and we'll see what did people get right and what did they get wrong. So I'm going to go through based on a majority of what people thought would happen. So number one, the emergence, number one, it's 75% saying that this will happen. 75% saying yes, 21 no. The emergence of a deadly new disease. And boy, oh boy, did we get that. Was it really that deadly? I mean, it wasn't, you know what I'm talking about, right? Obviously, the pandemic, COVID-19. There was certain, you know, it was, it uprooted all of modern society. It changed the entire world. And it was deadly for certain demographics, for sure. It was not just like the flu. It was much deadlier if you were older, if you were immunocompromised, if you were unhealthy. So they got that one right. It took, 5 years left to go on the countdown. I really didn't think we had anything. There was nothing else like COVID-19 up until 2019, 2020. You had SARS, you had MERS, but nothing at scale COVID-19. So, all right, next one. 74% believe gay marriages will be commonplace. Gay marriages will be commonplace. Did they get that one right? Well, on the one hand, if you mean that so-called marriages between two men or two women will be legal in all 50 states, yes, they did get that right. Would it be commonplace where wherever you go out and about, except for in San Francisco, you will see two men or two women who are allegedly legally married to? I guess they're legally married, but they're not actually married. I don't know. I wouldn't say that it's commonplace, but it certainly did become legal. And it's, it's just kind of an accepted institution in society, though we are seeing some backlash against the LGBT movement. I think the T really turned into a giant anchor, pulling that whole movement down and people saying, hey, you probably went a bit too far with all of this. Next up, 69%, the country will have a black president. Well, the thing is, we already had a black president in 1992. His name was William Jefferson Clinton. I feel your pain. That's what people always say, is that Clinton was the first black president, and then people say that Obama was the first gay president for, their outreach to those different communities. So yeah, they got that one right in 2008. That was just 10 years later after the poll. That was just 10 years later. I mean, I'm pretty sure you had black candidates before that. Did Jesse Jackson run for president? I thought he did in the 80s. I was a bit young then to remember. But yeah, so they got that one right. That was just 10 years later. Next up, 68% physician-assisted suicide will be commonplace. And I'll say that one, they got that wrong. Thankfully, and the poll, by the way, didn't ask about abortion, which would have been really interesting. If it's going to be illegal, nobody saw that coming, Roe versus Wade being overturned. I kind of got hit by a bus in a good way when that did happen. But you had in the 90s, you had people like Jack Kevorkian and others pushing for physician-assisted suicide. They've gotten better at the branding, but it's so interesting that people will support sexual perversions, abortion, things related to sexuality. People want any kind of escape hatch to be able to live their, sexual proclivities. But a lot of people are still against assisted suicide, and I think they know deep down this may come back to bite them in the end when they're kind of pressured into doing this, where it becomes not a choice to die, but a duty to die because you're a burden to other people. 68% thought it would be commonplace. It is not commonplace. It was a year later, 1999, Washington versus Glucksberg. So a year after this poll was taken, the Supreme Court said there is no constitutional right to assisted suicide. States can legalize it, But there would never be a Roe versus Wade where assisted suicide has to be legal in all 50 states. It's something that the state can allow, but it does not have to allow. And thankfully, they have not blitzed through states to get this passed like they have with abortion after Roe's overturn. 67% said an environmental catastrophe will have occurred. I don't remember environmental catastrophe happening. We talked a lot about climate change. People don't talk about that a lot anymore. But I have to talk about a whole free-for-all Friday about why they're talking about that. 66% believe the country will have elected a woman president. And remember in 2016, everybody thought that was the day. That's when it was going to happen. I thought it was still going to happen, even right up to election day. I think Donald Trump thought a woman was going to be elected president. I think even he was surprised that he ended up winning the election, honestly. So, no, we will not have, they have not elected a woman president by 2025. My guess would be the first female president will probably be a Republican. Now, elected is different, by the way, than having, right? Because we were like one ice cream cone away from Kamala Harris being the first female president if Joe Biden, you know, had shuffled off the mortal coil amidst his other shufflings. So we could have had a female president, you know, a female vice president isn't that improbable. I know in Air Force, let's see, in Air Force One, Glenn Close plays the female vice president. So we had that. That's something that, you know, you could have happened. But getting elected, winning the 270 electoral votes, something very different. Very, very different. For a woman to do that, I don't know. I really think that if there's going to be, that's my guess, the first female president will probably be like a Republican or someone more on a conservative spectrum. I think if there was someone on the left who had the chance to be a female president, probably would have been someone like Amy Klobuchar, someone who's closer to the center. But, you know, with Black Lives Matter, the Great Awakening, it didn't pan out for her. All right, let's see what else do we have here. 64% said illicit drug use, marijuana and cocaine will be commonplace. Marijuana, yes. Cocaine, no. So you get marijuana. I mean, there's still places where marijuana is illegal. You can't get it out of prescription or things like that. But much more marijuana is much, much more commonplace. Cocaine, though, still stays as a memory of the 80s. That is still something that has not become commonplace. I think marijuana, it's like, oh, you can get gummies out of it. You can chill out and relax. Cocaine is a hell of a drug, as they say. 61% said that people will routinely live to be 100 years old. Nope, because the problem is, I think things have gotten worse to make us unhealthier. Yeah, we have more medicine to keep us alive, but I feel like, for example, food got way more processed and unhealthy for us from 1998 to today. When I ate a Subway sandwich in 1998, I know for a fact if I went back in time, it would taste different, better. It was definitely a far better value, that's for sure. $5 foot long. Oh, Jared. Well, that was, you didn't have Jared back in 1998, but Jared's a whole other story for Free for All Friday. 60% believe that AIDS will be cured. AIDS has not been, well, has AIDS been cured? South Park did an episode where they're like, we found the cure for AIDS. Just take $8 million and compress it and inject it into your bloodstream and you're cured. And they show people in Africa like, we can't do that. So in a sense, I mean, I guess there's a cure for AIDS in that there's a whole cocktail of drugs. It doesn't cure it, but it can prolong the symptoms. It can prolong, you know, the negative effects, keep the negative effects at bay. So it's like a de facto cure that people have for AIDS. But I know that South Park also did a parody where I think Cartman gets AIDS from like a blood transfusion or something, and he has to go get help. And people are like, AIDS? It's kind of an AIDS cures. Isn't that kind of an 80s thing? So no, it's not cured, but it's not really that much of a problem. People don't talk about it anymore. People talked about AIDS all the time in the 90s, like AIDS ribbons, fighting AIDS. They don't talk about AIDS anymore. Cancer will be cured. I wish. Personal reasons, of course. But no, 59% thought cancer would be cured. Cancer has not been cured. In fact, it seems like we're having different forms of cancer that are coming up nowadays. 56% said most stores will be replaced by shopping on the internet. Did that one come true? Yes and no. Most stores, I don't think we do. Well, I don't know. Maybe. Like, your shopping. Think about the shopping you do. If you include groceries, I would say no, it's not been replaced. Most people still drive to the grocery store, I guess. We're you know, a family with three little kids. There's a lot of people, they don't go to the grocery store. They do DoorDash. They just do Uber Eats. They do Instacart. That one could be really close because a lot of stuff I order, I do it on Amazon. I don't know. That one could be true. That I think most of my shopping, I do it on the internet. I just go to a store if I just I need it now instead of next day. So I think that one's pretty on par, and that's pretty it's a big thing to notice from even in 1998 when internet shopping was just barely starting to take off. 52% said most people do their jobs from home. Yeah, that didn't happen. A lot of people work from home, but not most. Still, most people, they do their job. They got to go out somewhere. And thankfully, I mean, most people do their jobs from home while we're all at home and the robots take our food to us and we never go out and see other people. That would be dystopian. Finally, 51% said by 2025, the United States will be involved in a full-scale war. And I would say, yeah, that happened. It was a lot quicker after the 1998 poll. That'd be the 2004 invasion in Iraq. That was a full-scale war. Since then, I mean, we've had skirmishes. We kidnapped the president of Venezuela. And I guess, I don't know if that's a full-scale war. It's more like, haha, we got you. Now we're going to put you in jail. You know, it kind of says something if, like, you're the leader of a country, but your country is not put together so well that you can just easily be kidnapped. Like we, even though we are technologically advanced, we could not just go into Russia and kidnap Putin. I mean, maybe if we put all our eggs in that basket, but then they would nuke us and that would be awful. But the China, Russia, like, no, we couldn't just go in there and kidnap their president. But Venezuela, all right, let's go get him. So yeah, there was a full-scale war. I'd say it was just a few years later. Maybe there'll be another one. I pray there really isn't. So, all righty. What Americans in a 1998 poll expected to happen by the year 2025? What do you think will happen by the year 2050? Will things get better? Will they get worse? Will they get weird? Or all three? Thank you guys for listening. I hope you have a very blessed weekend.